This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The Abdul El-Sayed campaign for governor is alleging there are racist motivations behind questioning whether he is eligible for office because he lived outside the state and was registered to vote in another state. El-Sayed's followers are livid. Many of them are from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, which, as you will recall, supported Bernie Sanders. They charge the leaders of the Democratic Party betrayed Sanders, and they believe the same thing is now happening to El-Sayed. Joining me to talk about that is Joe DeSano, a strategist for Democrats with DeSano Strategies. First off, for the record, are you working for any Democrats running for governor, or do you have a connection that would make you biased regarding this issue?
No work, no bias. In fact, I met out in Chicago last fall. The finance director from the El-Sayed campaign was very complimentary about some of my public comments about the campaign. So I come to this with no bias.
So how is questioning whether El-Sayed is eligible to vote, as outlined in the Bridge magazine article, a racist attack or comparable to the birther movement, which questioned whether Barack Obama was not born in the U.S.?
Well, there is no comparison. I mean, essentially, what we're talking about is a question of ballot access. Is he eligible to run? There is no element of race to this. And frankly, I believe that campaigns reveal character, and they also reveal how you deal with a crisis. And I think this response from the El-Sayed campaign that this is a conspiracy from the establishment, it's a red herring, is a failure of leadership, a failure of character. And even if he does make the ballot, which I would tend to think that he still does have a strong chance to be on the ballot, his campaign is irreparably harmed by his response, because both supporters of Whitmer, undecided voters, I just got off the phone with an attorney from Detroit who was leaning towards El-Sayed, and this person is enraged that they would call a legitimate legal issue birtherism. Frankly, it's tactics right out of the Donald Trump playbook, and it's not going to work in a Democratic primary, and it's going to blow up in his face if he makes it.
You know, an attorney for the El-Sayed campaign is Robert Leonard. He's a former chair of the Federal Elections Commission. He says, look, Abdul El-Sayed was born in Michigan. He went to school in Michigan. He's always been a Michigan citizen. And then he concludes, quote, Michigan law has never held that absences from the state for school or work cause you to lose your residence. The issue is just a red herring, as you mentioned. So what are we to take from that?
Well, I think it's misinformation. Number one, although he is an expert in campaign finance law by virtue of his former position with the FEC, he is not a practicing attorney in the state of Michigan, does not understand the nuance of Michigan law, and essentially what he was trotted out to do was, in effect, a red herring. He's making a residency argument. No one is questioning El-Sayed's connection to the state of Michigan. It is documented. It is true. What the question is he eligible to be on the ballot? And him voting in New York may negate the chain of 4 years that you are required to be a elector in the state of Michigan. So again, they are misinforming their supporters, pushing conspiracy theories when there is no conspiracy. It is reckless, it is irresponsible, and frankly, in my opinion, it's a disqualifier for him to be governor.
Are the Democrats of Michigan going to be further split because progressives see another leader being opposed by the middle-of-the-road and or establishment Democrats?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I'm not even necessarily sure that the establishment Democrats, using their language, are the ones behind this. I mean, this is all a matter of public record. And that's actually the part that really kind of upsets me personally, because he lied about voting in the primary in March of 2016. I mean, he wasn't even registered to vote, yet he told the story on WKR's Off the Record that he waited in line for hours and then had to turn around. And I think you have, as a leader, a responsibility to shoot your supporters straight. I think a sane response would be, okay, this is a potential issue. We feel that we're on the right side of the law legally, and we're going to keep you updated as we go along. Instead, perpetuating conspiracy theories, this is a legitimately legal point, calling people who believe that birthers in a Democratic primary, is putting a political gun to your head and pulling the trigger.
Joe DeSano is with DeSano Strategies and Main Street Strategies. Thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.